A key to interpreting most parables is to find what I call the no way, the thing that would never, ever happen in real life. And you'll usually begin to figure out where Jesus is in the parable and what the parable means if you can find the no way. And in this case, a king is never going to hand $10,000 each to all of these slaves and say, here, go use these. But that's precisely what our Lord Jesus does for us. And they don't say, Lord, look what I did with your mina. They say, Lord, look what your mina did. I can't believe this. Your coin did all this. And the slaves know they don't deserve the credit. It's the king's mina. By the way, the king also knows that the slaves don't deserve the credit. But he gives them the credit anyway, because after all, this is Jesus. And isn't that what he does for us? He gives to us his gifts. And then when we simply use his gifts because we believe he's as generous as he says he is, he rewards us for what he's actually done. He just keeps piling the generosity on. He just keeps giving.